And while we're talking about Asian Americans, we also have kind of a local slant on this. You are having the world premiere of UCSD's Alvin Tsang and Reunification. So tell me what that's all about.
Yeah, this is a film that we had not even heard of. It just came in as a blind submission. And with blind submissions, you never know what you're going to get. And they're usually quite bad. But with Reunification, we immediately sense that from the opening scenes that this is a movie that had to be made. And there's certain kind of films that you feel that. There's certain films that you watch and it's like they just want to put this on their reel so they can get funding for the next film, or then they can try to get it, put it on their resume. But this is a film where it's a little bit raw. It's there are elements that feel very dated, but you could tell it's been sitting on a director's shelf for a long time because he's never wanted to throw it away either. And he keeps revisiting it, and it's a project that grew. So the film is about him and his family moving from Hong Kong to the United States in the 1980s.
Sitting around Dad's apartment reminds me of the time when he and I used to live together in Hong Kong. Security, togetherness. I haven't felt that way for a long time.
He remembers his family, part of his family went first, he stayed behind with his dad. And then when they moved to the United States, on day one, his mom wants to divorce his dad. And how the idea of moving to the United States and this hope for reunification actually ended in disarray, in family disarray. And that itself is already such a fascinating story about a family, about immigration. But it really is his personal search to ask questions of a family that has always refused to talk about what happened. And he uses his camera to interrogate. And he picks up, and a lot of the styles, the approaches to documentary filmmaking, he picked up while a student at UCSD, studying about documentary approaches, about experimental approaches to documentary. We're really proud of the film, and he talks about going to UCSD in the film, and how going to UCSD was kind of a great escape from his family. We feel like that's a story that will resonate with a lot of people, not just at UCSD, but in San Diego, thinking about where is San Diego's place in the world? And this is a film that directly connects those things.